I'm glad to be here. I have a lot of numbers that I'm going to throw at you. So just to bribe you a bit, I had some eye candy so you don't stare at numbers all the time. I have a traditional mask showing my interest in art, I guess. That's an old African medicine cabinet. I had to let you see that so that you can... Okay. The big thing on your right, that's an old African medicine cabinet, just to remind you that there were doctors in Africa too before Western medicine came in. Okay, I'm looking at access to vocational rehabilitation services and the results of the intervention of vocational rehabilitation services, and I'm comparing men to women. The background is that there are very many women in the US with disabilities, and they experience serious employment barriers, and as a result they end up in poverty. So a lot of women with disabilities live in poverty. They face a double employment jeopardy because, as you know, there are gender differences in employment and also differences in disability. So when you are a woman with a disability, you have that double jeopardy. I wanted to look at what are the differences, gender differences in access to vocational rehabilitation services. And what are the outcome differences after they go through vocational rehabilitation services? So I'm using the data set that is normally known as RSA 911 data. It's a data set that is controlled by the Rehabilitation Services Administration, which is actually part of the Department of Education. It is case management data, that is data collected as people apply for vocational rehabilitation. They get in, they are considered whether they're eligible for services or not, and some are eligible and they go on and they are served, so, and at the end they are closed, and some of them get jobs, some of them are closed for other reasons, and so I'm looking at that whole process. That's why there is a lot of numbers. A lot of cases that I looked at that were closed in 2004, 600,000, a little over sometimes, with some variables a little bit under. I looked at employment, earnings, educational levels, and types of closures, and I was looking at when they come in, they record their employment, their educational levels, and their earning levels. Then they go through and they get services, and at the end they also record the same numbers. So when I compare the two, I can tell whether there is a change through the intervention. I use the very simple t-test of the means to see if there are any statistically significant differences between men and women that went through that intervention. I looked at the disability differences, and I found that greater proportions of men had mental impairments than women. I was expecting the women to agree here that men do have greater mental disabilities. Just a joke. There is a guy back there, he's looking really angry at me. Greater proportions of women had visual impairments, but for both men and women, the greatest number of impairments were physical impairments. Those are the frequencies that tell me what I just told you. So for those who are interested in looking at numbers, I already summarized what these numbers are saying, and that the differences, visual differences, are statistically significant, as you can see the large t-test, t-statistic, and the mental differences are actually statistically significant, so especially for the primary disabilities. Right. So then I compared the two groups, the men and women, before the intervention and after the intervention. I decided to define quality of care by looking at, okay, how long did it take for them to be served? How long did they have to wait as one of the factors that determine quality? And I found that services for women were less timely. They waited for longer periods before they were declared eligible. And once they were declared eligible, they also had to wait for longer periods before they got that IP, the Individualized Plan of Employment. I have to mention here that one of the aims of the vocational rehabilitation services is actually a very big factor is to get people who have a disability to be employed and be able to stand on their own. So that individualized plan of employment is a very important step. Okay. So here are the waiting periods, and the average women waited for a day longer. They waited for 6 days longer, and they were served between IPE and closure. They had 43 days longer. So then I looked at what services did they actually get, and I found that greater proportions of men received university or college training, vocational or occupational training, and rehabilitation technology more than the women. And the women received more job readiness training and job placement assistance. And again, that's what those numbers are showing. The summary that I just gave you. The numbers don't look very interesting, so I've been giving you the summaries first. I need to point out here, though, that when we look at education, if you look at employment being a function of education, what surprised me with this study is that the women seem to have higher levels of education, and yet those higher levels of education did not really translate into higher employment or higher earning levels, which is kind of strange. You want to know why is that. So at application, that is when they first came in to look for services, women seem to have higher levels of education than the men, and the same was true at closure. But when you look at and again, those are the numbers that I found. You can see that women have greater degrees of associate degrees, bachelor's degrees. There are more women in those two groups at application, and some is true at closure. So the women with disabilities in that sample were maybe you can say better educated than the men. And those are the proportions in because the earlier numbers just show you, okay, what's the statistical difference, but this shows you now the proportions, the percentages of women and men in the different educational level groups. So at application you can see that 39% of the men have high school or equivalent certificate, and 38% of the women. But with the associate degrees, you have slightly more women, slightly greater proportion of the women, and so with the bachelor's and the master's degrees, the difference is statistically significant, something at closure. But then you expect, given the educational differences, you expect that women would be better employed and earning more. But when you look, how many minutes? 5 minutes? Okay. But you find that women at at closure, at application, for example, they were earning, the men were earning $1 more per week, but at closure they are earning $50 more per week. So that you makes you wonder what's going on with the intervention. How come that it is making the gap bigger? Something with the hours worked and the employment status. Then I looked at dependence on public support, which is sometimes an indication of your poverty level, and I looked at TANF, which is temporary assistance for needy families. SSI is supplemental security income, and SSDI is the Social Security Disability Insurance. And for that, one has to be employed to be getting that. So when you look at the dependence on those, again, it tells you who is getting better employment. We find that men are more dependent on the SSDI, which means that they have better chances at employment than women. I looked at health insurance. I also looked at reasons for closure. And I found that a greater proportion of women had employment outcomes, but like you saw, they had lower earnings. Greater proportion of women was closed for refusing further services. That is, they tell vocational rehabilitation services, "I don't need your services anymore." But men were more difficult. They just did not cooperate. But again, those two reasons actually tell you that something is going on at the vocational rehabilitation services, because it seems like there is some miscommunication between them and the people they serve. So since I don't have enough time to share all the data that I had, I'll go on and share my conclusions. Basically, what I found was that there are statistically significant differences in access to quality services and timeliness against the women. The differences translate into employment and earning differences. Men have better outcomes than women, and so which indicates that men have a better chance of getting out of poverty. Men with disability, they have a better chance of getting out of poverty than the women. So obviously there is a need to study more how they are served so as to come up with better outcomes for women.